Formerly incarcerated people who struggle with opioid addictions are at a high risk of overdosing when they're released from prison. In Milwaukee County, a substance abuse treatment program combines medication and drug counseling to try and reduce those risks. Evan Casey has more on how the program helped one man change his life.
5 years ago, David Stockton was strung out on heroin, homeless, and sleeping in a tent in downtown Milwaukee. Now, he's almost 1 year sober.
I'm at the point in my life where I'm doing this for me. And that's really the only way it works.
In 2011, Stockton injured his back while working. He was prescribed opioids for the pain. But soon, he was hooked. The 45-year-old Richfield native says he spent time in prison last year after he was convicted of writing bad checks to help pay for his addiction. But today, Stockton says he's sober because of a medication-assisted treatment program he started while he was still behind bars. That program is called Behind the Walls.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where I'd be today if it wasn't for this opportunity.
The program is a public-private partnership that operates inside the Milwaukee County Community Reintegration Center. Stockton received drug treatment counseling as well as prescription medications that help him stay clean. One helps relieve withdrawal symptoms. Another drug that's sometimes prescribed is called naltrexone. It blocks the sedative effects of opioids. That means even if someone were to use, they wouldn't get high. Jennifer Whitwer is the director of Milwaukee County's Community Access to Recovery Services Department. She says before the program started in 2019, the prison didn't offer treatment for inmates.
The best that we could do before this program was that we would get people connected to medication-assisted treatment services the day of their release. But often, that was too late.
A 2018 study found that after release, former inmates were 40 times more likely to die of an overdose compared to someone in the general population. That's just one reason Whitwer says the program is essential.
They're in a correctional facility they can't use, and it gives people an opportunity to really reevaluate where they're at in their life and what they want their life to look like post-incarceration.
Inmates have to have a documented substance abuse disorder and volunteer for the program. When they're released, they continue their treatment at a local clinic. That's where people like Amy Malinsky with Community Medical Services come in.
Being able to get somebody started in treatment while they're already in custody and having a plan for them, an intake appointment scheduled, like everything ready to go for their day of release, we're relieving so much of that burden off of the individual.
Milwaukee's program got a large chunk of cash this year from a historic settlement with opioid manufacturers that'll help pay for it for several more years. Earlier this summer, Stockton showed visitors around the Fourth Dimension Sobriety Home.
So yeah, as you can see, this used to be a school. So we got the little jungle gym, but yeah, we've got a little bonfire area.
He's been living at the home for just over 8 months now. He came here as a resident, but now he's a manager and he takes pride in helping others. He recently helps organize a cookout with other sober living homes in the area.
Being in recovery, it's a community and we like to bring people together.
For Stockton, expanding treatment options for inmates is a matter of life and death.
With the proper guidance, the proper motivation, the proper medication, that brought me to a place where I found my self-worth. And that goes a long way.
On Saturday, Stockton will celebrate his 46th birthday. The next day, he'll celebrate 1 year of sobriety. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.